Hello and welcome back to Pillow Talk. I've recently been thinking a lot about my life as a mature adult and all of the responsibilities that it holds, like jobs and, organizing your finances and making sure you're scheduling things correct for both, your hobbies, your health, your fitness, and all of that. Fitting everything in and just balancing everything in your life so that you're both responsible and happy. And it's just made me really think that I'm in the times of really growing up. And with today's episode, I just kind of wanted to reflect on what it really means to grow up and especially how I viewed it when I was a kid, basically. So it'll be more of a back and forth conversation between my younger self and how I probably would have thought of things versus how I think of things now. And so before we get started, let's go ahead and wind down for the day and get started with our 4-7-8 breathing. If you're not familiar with what this is, you can go ahead and visit the first episode where I explain what this podcast is all about and what the 4-7-8 breathing is. But if you are a returning the listener, I welcome you back and let's go ahead and get started. So let's go ahead and breathe in nice and slow through the nose and hold it. Very good. And release slowly through the mouth. Remember, this is for your time to relax and to really wind down. Good. Done. And let's go ahead and do that one more time. Go ahead and breathe in slowly through the nose and hold that breath. Go ahead and reflect on everything that has happened throughout today and everything that you've experienced and release these things through your breath slowly and fully. Almost done. Good. Now you can go ahead and repeat that for as many times as you need to throughout the podcast, and we should get started. So without further ado, let's have some pillow talk. So with today's topic, I believe that a lot of people may be able to relate to it, as you know. Everyone has always had their own expectations of what growing up may be like or what it may be like to be an adult, whenever the whole question was asked about, like, if you could be any age right now, what would you be? A lot of us that were probably in middle school or high school probably said either 18 or 21 or maybe even 25, I feel like we all experienced 18 as the beginning, or I mean, not experienced, but more like us saw, we had this expectation that, 18 was the beginning of adulthood and our best prime years would occur in our 20s, which, I mean, I guess is true. I'm in my 20s and I'm really starting the journey of inventing myself and learning what it's like to be who I truly am, basically. And once I get all of these things sorted out, I'll hopefully be the best version of myself. But the big question is, how do you know if you're doing something right for yourself? How do you know if you're actually building yourself up in the right way, in the right environment, through the right processes? Like, everything is not as certain as we think it may be. And especially so when we're children, like when we're kids. Like, sure, we probably didn't think of ourselves as children when we were in high school, but in hindsight, we were kids. And if you happen to be a listener that's in high school right now, you're sure you may be having a great time. A lot of people might be telling you that you'll remember some of your high school years and that you should look forward to college because that'll be the best years of your life. And there's some truth in that, but no matter how strong and independent you may feel in high school, you will never feel as prepared when it comes to when you're finished with that whole educational system thing, you know. Once you finish college and you don't exactly plan on going through to grad school and you're actually out there in the real world, starting your own career, things start to change, honestly. I had this whole plan paved out all the way through the last day of college, but actually things started to change in my last days of college, and my plans got mixed up a little bit last minute, but I thought to myself that I'd rather have things change now than later, when I realized probably either too late, where I could have lived my life a little bit happier, you know. So I was glad that I was able to realize what I actually wanted out of my life a little bit sooner than later. But getting my plan sorted for my life resorted near the end of my college career was quite a journey, honestly, because it just took everything on a giant U-turn and just basically reinventing what I want out of my future. You know, there was a goal where I would maybe work for a bit and then go back for grad school, or maybe even go to grad school right away. But with my new direction, I have to work hard to gain a financial stability so that I can work towards what I actually want. You know, it's like one of those typical moves from a stable career, stable major that you studied and everything that was safe, but you know that it's not exactly what you want out of your life. And so you're moving towards something that's more risky, something that takes more hard work, something that is a little uncertain. But I think it's all about the mindset, you know. And as long as you're able and willing to work hard at it, I honestly believe that success will follow you. But, you know, that's going a little bit off tangent, you know, and we can talk about that some other time. But, you know, it's just basically, you know, a view on what growing up is like and how different it is for when we were younger, you know, even all the way through elementary school years. We thought a lot of things were cool, or, you know, were expected out of grown-ups and everything that we would be excited about or ready to take in. But really, you know, things come into new light, into different perspectives as we grow up, and it really shakes our world. So today for this episode, I'm just going to try as much as I can to really reflect on these types of things that I thought were to be expected out of my life at this current stage, when I was not at this age, you know, when I was younger, you know, ready to take on the world, you know, let's say in high school, I had a somewhat strong confidence, knowing that I have a good starting point and basically a good path to lead me to a strong career, and that my life is pretty much set. You know, I knew I wanted to be an engineer and all that, and my academics were straight, and I was doing good in school, and I felt like everything was just lining up in a way that will lead me to what I wanted, because I thought I wanted to be an engineer and all of that. But as I was saying, sure, I love engineering. If you're curious, I studied biomedical engineering, you know. I felt like that was the most intriguing and what I felt to be the most my particular set of skills, no reference needed, intended for that meme, but basically for what I was born with, you know, for what I was born good at, or what came good to me personally, was set towards biomedical engineering. And I enjoyed the topic, and I was actually very excited to get into the career and everything, and I still do plan on working on it. But in all honesty, I'm looking at it towards a financial ground, more like, because it's a very strong field. It's growing, and it's well paying. These types of experts are very particular and needed for things as wide from, you know, MRI machines to pacemakers all the way to advanced prosthetics, which is actually the field that I wanted to enter. I wanted to work on advanced prosthetics, whether it were to redesign prototypes, you know, different ways of going through prosthetics, or perhaps, you know, finding a way to improve them and all that. Basically, just the engineering side of biomedical technologies and all that. And I was excited to work on that. But at the near like, basically the last month of my senior year, maybe the last two months, something like that, it was basically the last quarter, let's say that, the last quarter of my senior year, I just did a full turn, nowhere near those heavy type topics, you know, nowhere near med school, nowhere near nursing, or nowhere near law, business, or any kind of stable career. I just really wanted to move towards my passion, which is actually photography and anything creative, like filmmaking, videography, and all that. And for me, this podcast in itself is a creative outlet. You know, not a lot of people take in the time to put in these recordings and, you know, putting them together in a way that is put into a typical quote unquote professional standard. Not saying that this is in any way professional. I'm using very common materials that anyone can get for very small price tags and everything. I used as much like free software, like as I saved as much as I could basically on this podcast. I just wanted to get this out, not only for my girlfriend, but for myself, basically. You know, a lot of people write journals, or diaries, or, you know, they just do these brain dumps by writing. But I feel like instead of writing, I could easily reflect on my life or and my experiences by just simply talking about it, you know. So yeah, that's exactly where I'm at right now. I moved towards the more creative field, a full, you know, walk from the left side of my brain to my right, and committing that to my life. And I just recently, I've just been struggling trying to make that work out. Because, you know, with my experience in computational analysis and all of that, I knew I needed to make sure that I was not screwing my life over by doing this, because it is, in all honesty, that's why everyone says it, this is a hard career. It is difficult to, you know, get a stable and like comfortable living out of it. If you like do get a good job out of it or something, but that's it, you know, you're not working your absolute hardest. You're just barely surviving, basically. You're not, you know, living comfortably. To live comfortably, you have to work extra hard for it, basically. You have to work for your passion. And for others, you know, the more stable jobs, that is their passion, and that's like, you know, that's great for them. I'm very happy that they were able to find something that was you know, fundamental for society and all that, and yet something that they could do for a very long time. But for me, I knew I couldn't do biomedical engineering for a long time, but I know I could do these creative things, these creative outlets, for a very long time. And that's what I'm committing myself to. But this was something that I never thought I would go into when I was younger. And even younger yet, you know, in elementary school, I had no idea what I wanted to be. I know I was jumping around anything that looked cool, you know, like being a pilot. I loved flying. I still love flying. It would be amazing to, you know, be able to get like a flying license or anything like that. Or I also thought chemistry was cool just because of like, you know, the chemicals itself and like combining things and making things happen and all that. So I thought I was going to be like a chemist or something. I don't know. I remember like I was a kid and people were warning me. It's like, oh, you like chemistry? Well, I know you may say that, but you're not going to like organic chemistry. And I was like, oh, I might be able to handle it. They'll be like, you sure? I don't know. It's a little difficult. You know, and as a lot of people kept saying, it's like, sure, it's not much of math, but it's still very heavy. And they're like, you know, you're just drawing a lot, but like, sure, it looks like, you know, silly drawings here and there, but they're very complicated drawings. And I was like, oh, I'm sure I can handle it, you know. But when it came to the day in college where I was actually taking organic chemistry, I did not do the best in that class. I didn't fail or anything. It's just I was not very strong in that topic. And to be honest, after I had taken, I think, 2 quarters worth. Yeah, I didn't take the full year worth. I was in a university that was in quarter system and not semester system, and so there are 3 quarters in the regular school year, the fourth quarter being summer. But yeah, in those out of those 3 quarters, I only took 2, so I took 2/3 of the year basically in OChem. But after that year, I had completely forgotten everything that I learned from organic chemistry, and it just goes to show how much I just did not like it, how much I did not enjoy my time there and everything. And that's just one thing to look at, you know, one thing to look back at. I was really excited as a kid, you know. It's like, wow, I love science. Science is so cool. I mean, that's true. It's still true. I still love science and I still find science incredible and amazing. But I was ready to, you know, go into chemistry just because of how cool it was, but little did I know that it was just completely not my field and that I did not enjoy much about it at all. I remember taking, you know, general chemistry, like one, you know, like just the very basics of general chemistry in college, and man, it bored me. It really did, to be honest. And it's very funny to like think about. Like even like chemistry in high school, like I think that was, you know, what my true wake up call was, because, you know, everyone gets like a bit of chemistry here and there on their way to high school, especially if you have advanced placement versions of the classes to help you get those AP credits, which if you are in high school and you're listening to this, I definitely recommend if you do plan on going to college. Get as much AP credits as you can, get it done now. You'll be glad you did, trust me on that. But anyways, I took AP Chem and I did not pass that AP test for sure. So I didn't get the credits for that. So that's why I took general chemistry again in college. But thanks to the class, I did kind of understand a little bit of it, but whatever I learned in the high school version, I covered in 2 to 3 weeks in the college version, and there was so much more to go through, and it was pretty heavy for sure. So yeah, that was, yeah, quite a ride. And then I don't even know what else I wanted to be when I was in elementary. I didn't really think much about it. I wasn't very, you know, well informed about what the schooling system was going to be like, you know, with the classes and what was expected, you know, through the curriculums and building my own courses or whatever. I don't even know. And like what scholarships are and everything like that. Like I wasn't fighting for anything, especially when I was in high school, preparing myself for college, because I guess I wasn't very well prepared for that. But anyways, I'm just kind of going off in tangents as I'm trying to focus on this topic. But I think, you know, but just me talking just is a way to, you know, just fill in this space as I come up with things to talk about on the top of my head. But anyways, moving back to the topic, you know, growing up and its expectations. And as I was saying, you know, I didn't expect to move away from a stable life that, you know, growing up, it was very well drilled into my head that I need to, you know, make sure that my life is stable and set so that I can live comfortably and all that, which, you know, is true to an extent. It's just, I don't know. There's still a lot for me to learn, you know. I'm just 22, turning 23 pretty soon. And, you know, growing up in an Asian household, you know, always getting to talk about constant education. So even though I've already expressed to my parents that I probably won't be taking any graduate school, it's still being slid into, you know, the casual conversation. You know, it's like, well, you know, you may have this small job for now, but, you know, you can just work for a bit, maybe get your internship, and then perhaps from there you can get a nice job, and maybe this job can help you get your master's degree and all that. And so, like, they would just plug it in, even though I've talked about it more than enough times to get into their mind that, hey, I'm probably not going to grad school. So, you know, it's just a hard culture to get through and all that. But, you know, expectations are exactly what they are, just, you know, what we think. And so they are, they can be anything until we experience them. And for me, this is, you know, it's wild. It's just not what I thought everything would be. But I'm kind of glad with how things are turning out, because I know in the end, after like all this stress and all this chaotic mess of a life that I have right now, I know that I will have what it takes to get through it. And if you as a listener are kind of in the same position where you feel like your life is a mess and nothing is just fitting, nothing is making sense, I know that you will get through it. Everything will be okay. Just stay strong and really sit down and think about what you want out of your life and what your plan is to get to those goals. And honestly, from there on, it'll just be tough to get started, sure, but once the ball is rolling, it's moving. And that's all that matters. Progress is progress. But yeah. Anyways, going back to the topic, man, I'm really bad at like staying on this whole thing. But like, you know, everything kind of connects in a way. I guess I shouldn't be too hard on myself about it. I mean, by now you're probably like dozing off, hopefully. But if you're still listening, that's great. Yeah, thank you for still being here. But let's go ahead and think about some things that probably have changed in our perspectives compared to when we were little versus when how we are now, considering hopefully my general audience is 18 and over. I mean, this is a pretty clean podcast and all, but I feel like it's more relatable to people that are, you know, growing up. Or at least in high school. But yeah. Oh, by the way, if you happen to be hearing my dog in the background, he's like barking here and there. I hope that the mic's not picking it up, because it's kind of annoying me. But anyways, let's go ahead and think about some things. Let's see. I'm in a car. You know, every kid's dream was to be 18, having a driver's license and having your own car to drive. But, you know, having had my license for a while and having been able to drive a car around, you know, it's not super awesome, especially once the responsibility gets handed down to you for paying for your own gas, you know, and then eventually it'll come down to paying for your own car insurance. You know, having a car is just, it can become very, what's the word? Inconvenient, I guess, you know, with maintenance. You know, you got to make sure that your car is working well. And if you're not one of those type of people, you know, you're just like, oh, my car is working just fine, and then it does end up breaking down, then it becomes even more of an inconvenience because maybe some problems here and there had piled up on each other, and well, you're in a big pile of trouble now and all that. You know, now that I think of it, you know, it's not as awesome as I thought it was as a kid. You know, sure, the awesomeness of having freedom to go wherever you want is still there. I would still much rather have a car than not have a car, to be honest. But then again, that also kind of depends on where you're living. You know, if you're deep down in the heart of a large city, you know, like Seattle, Portland, Chicago, New York, you don't necessarily need a car if you're, you know, living in the city. You know, you can just walk anywhere you need to, or, you know, bike where you need to, and all that. I feel like a car, sure, it'll be useful, especially if you need to get out of the city or go towards something that's at the edge of the city. Then, yeah, probably it'll be useful because you don't want to be getting a cab or anything, or especially like Uber or like Lyft and all that. Those rates are insane. So yeah, in that case, it might be helpful. Or if you're a daring one, you can get a motorcycle. You know, it'll still get you as far as a car would most of the time. Or I guess in terms of city, it'll definitely get you there. But you know, smaller and more capable of the city traffic. But you know, there's always that whole debate about motorcycles, and we can talk about that some other time. But yeah, that's just like one example of, you know, an expectation about growing up. I'll be all nice and dandy until, you know, you're stuck in traffic. Oh man, I think that's the real like wake up call right there, compared to everything, you know, gas and the bills with insurance and all that, and the maintenance. Like, sure, I feel like everyone kind of gets that expectation already, you know, like it's already explained to them. But I think the less commonly talked about issue is the traffic, honestly, especially like, you know, rush hour. It's 5 p.m. and you're on a major highway and you live in a very populated state or city and all that. And man, that traffic is not going anywhere. And especially, it gets even worse if the traffic makers are, you know, piling on top of each other. You know, it's rush hour, there's an accident, and there's a bunch of drivers that are just looking at the scene for too long, causing traffic. You know, I feel like everyone has experienced that as a driver, if you have driven a lot in traffic, where it's just moving super slow, and then once you figure out what's causing the traffic, and like you've made it to that point, you realize in front of you all the cars have started moving freely and like smoothly yet again. And it's just kind of frustrating to know that the traffic was mostly because people were just looking at what was causing the accident, thus causing the traffic. You know, at some point, you know, the accident itself is no longer causing the traffic, but it's the people. You know, it's just curious people, I guess, is one way to, okay, anyways. So yeah, cars. Let's see what else. Money, I guess, in a way, having the responsibility of money, you know, being able to buy things online, as an 18-year-old and over, you know, being able to hold, credit cards and debit cards and all that. Like, sure, a kid can have some cash on them and be able to pay for things in person. But until they're 18, you know, they're stuck for in-store type things and all that. And sure, it's great being able to buy these types of things, but the things that are available to be purchased for these kinds of age groups are not exactly the most affordable things, you know. So sure, you may be able to purchase it, but can you afford it? You know, that kind of depends on your current living situation. For each person is different. You know, some people was like, yeah, of course I can afford it. And while others was like, no, I actually cannot. You know, I have to like work a little bit harder or save up a bit more and all that. So yeah, money, definitely a different view on it. especially when I compared to when I was a kid. Let's see what else. Since, you know, I have nothing to hide to my parents, it's just like, you know, it's hard to talk about, especially coming up in a very strict household. You know, you don't want to talk about, you know, you drinking and all that, but, you know, since I'm over 21 and everything, I guess I can add that to the list since, you know, I've experienced alcohol and everything. So as a kid, for me personally, I wasn't very, you know, excited to like try, you know, I wasn't like all in on it. It's like, oh man, I can't wait until I'm 21. I'm going to try my first drink and everything's going to be great. You know, I wasn't really ever that person, you know, even in high school, I didn't do like any illegal drinking and all that. Just because I was curious or whatever, or thought it was cool. Yeah. I wasn't all that amazed about it, but for some other people, you know, maybe they were just very excited about it just to give it a try and all that. And so maybe they went out of their way to try it before of legal age, or once it was their time, you know, they went full out and they love it and all or whatever. But yeah, for me, I feel like that expectation was pretty much clear throughout the entire time. I was like, yeah, I've heard a lot of stories where it's just alcohol just tastes terrible. And well, it's, I guess, true. For some things, it's kind of surprising how some alcohol can be really, you know, made to not only be tolerable, but even more than that, it could taste incredible. And those are the types of drinks that are very dangerous and all that, you know. And yeah, it's just self-control is always a very, very important thing. Let me tell about you that. Anyways, yeah, alcohol is one thing. Let's see. Relationships, that's a big one. I don't know how I didn't think about that in the first place. The view on relationships and how they should be maintained and cared for, basically, is like once you get started and are in a relationship, it's an ongoing progress no matter what. Like even if you get to the point where you're married, and let's say you're married for 10 years, you're still learning about the ins and outs of a strong relationship. So you know, it's a continuous education, but from the beginning, you know, there's a lot to learn. And especially when I was a kid, you know, say middle school or even, you know, elementary, watching quote-unquote relationships on TV or movies, we have this type of expectation in our minds, you know, just like these things. It's like, oh wow, you know, you just do these things here and there and you'll have like a perfect happy relationship, or if you do these certain things then you'll piss someone off, and these things are really bad to do. And while a lot of that is very true for the things that will ruin a relationship, which is, you know, very common, the things that is advertised to make a happy relationship is not so true. And you know, these things are best learned, you know, with personal experience, and you just start to learn what things are actually not true at all and not working, and you start to realize some things about yourself and things that probably you didn't think about before, which helps, you know, connect a lot of types of expectations compared to when you were younger to, you know, experiencing relationships now as an adult. You know, I'm still assuming you as the listener, I'm sorry if, you know, let's say you're still in the younger age and you haven't really had a relationship, then just know that everything is not as what shows or other people make it seem like. You know, each relationship is different, honestly. Like sure, you can find couples that have, you know, similar vibes or like you know, similar energies, but each one is very different. And it's just endless education, basically. It's just like you'll never stop learning, and you'll learn some things that you never thought you would learn, basically. And it's very exciting. But at the same time, I know it can be a little intimidating, but if it's something that you're open to get into, then I feel like it should be open to all experiences and things learned. So I guess that's my way to talk about it. But yeah, anyways, some like further expectations that are, you know, connected to relationships, I guess, you know, let's talk about attraction, you know, these things about attraction, at least for guys, you know, there's the whole pressure of looking good, both with our face and with our bodies, you know, being built and all that. And same for the ladies as well, you know. I feel like it's even more pressure on them to have this certain figure, you know, and a certain look, you know, maybe a certain like makeup look or a certain hairstyle or whatever. You know, it's not as pressured with guys. I feel like the most pressure they get is their build. You know, that's basically it. It's like, oh man, this guy is scrawny, and like, oh wow, look at this guy. He's like, he's super like built, you know, he's got like big pecs and like a six pack and all that, you know. It's like the ultimate quote unquote ladies man, and like these, just like all these labels and everything, and these things just create these expectations of what is to be desired from the opposite party, or like the party that you want to gain attraction from, you know, and all of that. And so when you start looking at yourself to see whether or not you quote unquote qualify for these types of, you know, things, that's when insecurities start to build up, and then you start to build like, you like pre-qualify yourself for certain people, you know. That's where the whole term of he or she or they are out of my league, you know. There's no way that they'll take me in. There's no way that they'll, you know, look in my direction a second time, you know. There's no way they'll like me at all, you know. They won't just give me any time of the day at all. And honestly, I was in the same boat even to my current relationship. I tell my girlfriend this all the time, you know. First time I saw her, I like pre-qualified myself with these insecurities and all that, and I was like, there's no way that she would even like go for me, you know. It's like I'm just, there's, yeah, not, I feel, I just, I felt, I personally felt out of her league, or just like not in the same tier as her and all that. And yeah, it's just, you know, expectations, and you just really gotta know yourself, know your worth, know your value, and then just be confident in yourself, basically. All I'm saying for that. But yeah, expectations, they're crazy, you know. So what, you know, what I meant to say with all of that is, you know, as a kid and growing up, you know, through high school and all that, there were these expectations of what a person would want out of another person. You know, and I guess in my example, cis type relationships. But, you know, you, at least for me, I say you, but I'm saying like through my personal experience, like you, you start to learn the truth about what really attracts people into these relationships. And yes, it's still true for some people. For some people, it is pretty shallow, where it is purely physical stuff, or like purely status type stuff, or purely benefits type stuff, and all that. And for some people, that's exactly what they're looking for, and that's great. But for some other people, when they're looking for something, you know, deeper than that, you'll start to learn what should matter and what shouldn't matter, and what will lead to a more authentic relationship, basically, you know. And that's what you should be looking more towards, you know, something that's authentic, something that you feel deep within you, something that basically kind of in a way changes you. But you know, you shouldn't feel forced to change, or like feel different from yourself. I'm just like saying in a way that this relationship that you have found, it moves you, basically. But yeah, I feel like I've talked about that for a little bit too much. But anyways, so relationships, I feel like I can talk a lot about that in terms of expectations and all that. So maybe we can make that a whole different episode topic, because, you know, with, at least for me personally, in my experiences, there's a lot that I've learned and a lot that I can share about. A lot. I mean, I haven't been in a lot of relationships, but the relationships themselves have taught me a lot. Moving on. Let's see. I feel like my expectations on the general adult life have always been kind of straight, you know, that it's hard and that there's a lot to pay for. You know, being an adult is expensive, essentially, you know. And I feel like that was made clear ever since the beginning. But I'm sure for some people, all that was shown to them and advertised to them was, you know, being an adult is great, you know, being free, being able to do whatever you want, you know, choosing what you want out of your life, make your life your own, yada, yada. But then they're completely left without the price tags behind this freedom, this quote unquote freedom, you know. And the, how do you say this? Like, the barriers that are keeping people from doing what they want from their lives, technically, where that's, I guess that's where I'm at in my life, I guess. And so, you know, they don't really talk about the hard work that's required to get to where you want. And for some people, you know, that hard work is intimidating. And for some people, they're lacking motivation. They're lacking this quote unquote purpose out of their life. And I just hope for you personally, as the listener, that you're able to look into yourself and find that purpose for yourself. And if not for yourself, for others. You know, there's a lot of people that are like highly motivated for others, if not for themselves, you know. They're like the passionate medical field people, you know, they're out there helping people with that are injured with diseases and all that, just because that's exactly what they want to be doing. And that's what they feel like their purpose is, you know. So whether it's for you, like for me, you know, what I want out of my life is for me, because I know that this is what will make me happy. So yeah, and just an example. So for you as a listener, I hope that you're able to look within yourself and find what truly makes you happy and keeps you motivated, you know, to do things. Because honestly, our lives are like too short to not do something with it, you know. We shouldn't be just laying around wondering what we could be doing when we should be doing, you know, just out there acting and all that. Oh man, I just realized that this is a very, very unorganized episode. I'm just talking everywhere. It turns on and off between motivational speaking and what I meant to talk about in the topic itself. So I'm sorry if this bothers you in a way. And if it doesn't bother you and you're okay with it, I'm so glad that you're okay with it. Because if you're still listening at this point and you're just trying to follow along, I'm sorry. But if you're just here to listen to the conversation, then yeah, I'm sorry. It's just, yeah, okay. Anyways, further expectations when I was younger. What did I expect? Let's see. Something that I actually didn't get as an adult that I thought I would get as a kid. Let me think. Um, rather kind of difficult to think about, like right on top of my head. But I know that there are things that I actually have not experienced personally, and I have not seen any of my peers go through in their adult years either, that I thought adults in general would be experiencing, you know? This is really difficult, you know? Can't really think a good example. So I'll just keep this in the back of my head while I'm talking, because I really don't want to have any silent moments in this podcast, because, you know, the whole purpose of it is for my voice to sound like it's just droning off, going on and on, which I'm sure it has been this entire time, because I can't even keep a solid topic going straight. So as long as I'm always talking, constantly talking, then I feel like I'm doing what is meant to happen in each episode. So I guess in a way I'm not like failing my episode, but I'm also not doing it the best justice that it deserves. But yeah, I'm not sure. Not exactly sure. I guess I can just talk about what it means to be an adult or like grown up, you know, because there's always that blurred line between being a kid and then being a young adult, you know, like a kid, adolescent, young adult, and then adult, and then mature adult, you know. There's just like stages in this growing up phase, and each one is like different for each person, I believe, you know. I feel like growing up is more than just an age versus experience type thing. I feel like it's also a mentality type thing. I feel like the three come together to support the overall status of your quote-unquote adultness, you know. Sure, like you may be 30 with a great job experience, but if you're still having the mindset that everything will come to you no matter what, then and that like you'll never have to work hard ever, maybe you obtained this mindset from how you were raised or how you grew up, you know. Maybe you are highly privileged or whatever. You know, sure, you may have all this experience and everything, but I feel like the mindset right there is a little, I wouldn't say far from reality. It's a reality for a lot of people, let's just say in that way. But if it doesn't match your work ethic and all of that, where you know, you say that, but you're also not working towards a career that actually allows that kind of privilege, then I don't think the mature adult stage has hit for this type of person, you know. But for people that are highly motivated and are doing exactly all the things that should happen so that they actually don't have to work very hard for themselves and that things will come to them naturally, then that's great, you know. That's a mature adult, because that means they know exactly what is needed to be done to get what they claim is what their life in reality, you know. They make their reality clear, and they have these strong support points to make to, you know, support the claim of their reality, you know. And I guess when it comes to coming from adolescence to young adulthood, you know, the common thing is, you know, high school, you know, you're on quote unquote on your own, you know, choosing some of your classes, getting ready for what you want to do as a career, you know, starting to do your extracurricular activities with your friends, and starting to explore more adult things. We've all been there in high school. Or if you are in high school, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, you know. basically accelerating through that, those adult experiences that we, you know, think are we believe are to be reserved for adults and all that, and all that. Yeah, it's just that, that's exactly where the young adult phase is. And once we realize that being an adult is more than that, then I feel like we've reached the adult stage, and we have a more mature mentality than it was compared to in high school. You know, I guess in high school we have more of a rebellious type thing, a rebellious type mentality, where in adulthood, there's a more of a mentality of responsibility, knowing that no one's really out there to take care of you all the time. The person that should be taking care of you all the time is yourself. And that through that kind of mentality, you start to be more responsible with the things that you do and the people that you hang out with, so that you secure what is meant to be most to like guarantee success for you. And for the people that don't exactly secure that type of thing, you know, they're not surrounding themselves with the right kind of people, and they're not changing their habits to form a successful path for themselves, then I guess it's just, for me personally, I don't think they've reached that adult stage type of mentality. And, you know, for a lot of people, that's just exactly how it is. And so in these kind of situations, you know, maturity comes in the form of a stronger, more mature mentality. In that case, you know, the way that they think of how the world works around them and how they function in the world, you know, and that that cycle, that relationship between themselves and everyone else, you know. And then, you know, mentality can go on and on. In regards of maturity, in terms of adulthood, but, you know, and also in terms of anywhere from a lower self-image to a too high of a self-image, you know, like narcissism and all that. And that can be also another side topic of talking for a future episode. But yeah, mentality is a very important part when it comes to growing up. And now that I think about it, you know, that's just something that I did not quite expect in my childhood years. You know, as a child, you know, elementary, growing up through middle school, I thought that growing up was all a part of just the aging process and the experiences that you go through. You know, high school, you start to get a little glimpse of that, you know, starting to get responsible with making sure that you're prepared for college, if you do plan on going to college, or and making sure that, you know, you're maintaining the balance between the social life, your academic life, and your passions, your hobbies, and all that. And so a sort of discipline kind of arises through high school years. And then in college, you know, you grow on that stronger, more responsible mentality that should have developed in high school. Hopefully it did. And then from there, you know, it begins to mature and grow into something that is sturdy and well grounded in all of that, you know. And that's just something that I did not expect when I was younger, you know, that growing up also means changing your perspectives, your views, and how you determine your problem solving and your decision making, and you know, determining whether something is right or wrong, or, and, you know, all of that, everything that has to do with, you know, forward thinking, you know, just using your wisdom, you know, your even common sense, you know, the way that you use these tools within your mind to basically pull out the best out of life's opportunities is a huge, huge factor in growing up, you know, beyond the basic number of age, you know, and beyond the typical experiences and all that. Someone could have had many jobs, could be young, sure, very young, many jobs, but whether or not they'll be respected as an adult depends on their mentality, you know. They could be young, they could have had many jobs, and if they're still thinking like their age, and they'll be treated like their age. But if they're thinking forward and like, you know, a major influencer, you know, someone that just has a lot of things figured out and are, you know, headstrong about it and very confident with themselves and what they're doing with their lives, then there's just like this, how do you describe this? It's like there's like a respect, like there's a level of respect that is already like offered. Like it's not offered, like it's just there, it's present because you can feel it. You can feel it from a person, and that's when you know that you've reached a level of maturity that is just different from the rest. So yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that I did not expect to be a part of growing up when I was a kid, but now I see that as an adult. I don't know for me personally if I've achieved that mature adult stage, but I am certain that I am definitely an adult now. And it's not easy if you're younger than the adult stage, quote unquote, you know, as a listener. It does get harder from here, but it does get better. You know, there are benefits here and there to the freedom that you gain and the things that are more open to you as you grow up. But with these things that are more available to you, a lot of things are being more asked of you, basically. And so things kind of level out in that way, and you just kind of have to deal with it. You know, it's all depending on how you handle your situation and how you handle your life, you know, and it's pretty much it. So I think I should stop the podcast here because, the episode here, because yeah, it definitely has been everywhere. You know, I have not been straight talking throughout this topic very well, and you know, at least I was able to talk it through. If you made it this far, yet again, I applaud you, because yeah, that was very chaotic. If it made sense to you, I'm glad it did. I'm actually very impressed that it does. If you think that it'll make sense maybe after a second listen and you are actually willing to listen again, then I'm even more impressed, because that's 2 full hours, you know, going through something. That's also very impressive in that form of dedication. But yeah, I guess I'll just stop talking now. And thank you if you're still here. Thank you for making it this far. And I hope to see you guys in the very next episode. But until then, I still haven't figured out an outing, if you haven't noticed yet. From the first episode, I asked if you're a listener out there that has any suggestions. I still don't know a way to close it. You know, like I opened it with saying like, oh yeah, let's have some pillow talk, but I don't know how to close it. So I'm just going to assume that you're listening to this while you're trying to go to sleep. So until next time, good night.